As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it is time for a Show Me Showdown. Once again, we got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. You can be a part of it. Welcome to the Wednesday, March the 18th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. I'm on the web, they're on the web, we're all on the web this morning, www.vocallocal.org. Over there and read my Plan B. Put our minds in the same box, if you will. The OzarksVoter.info, that's another website you can visit. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, so to speak. Hard facts, lots of them, and perhaps we'll even discuss some workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular, and that's going to be most of our topic for today, too. That's where we're going, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can sign in, pick a name, and become vocal local in the OracleBroadcasting.com chat room, or simply pick up the telephone and call in now for those with unlimited long distance or in the Austin, Texas area. You can call 512-904-8014 to join me live on air, and from around America and around the world, you can call toll-free at 866-841-1065. And your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, news, or any other communique that you like to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. That's host@vocallocal.org, and it'll zip its way right into my email box, and I'll be glad to get it, and I'll respond to those that ask questions. And for those without internet access listening via any of our many affiliate stations, and increasing group of micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri. That's E-X-E-T-E-R. Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. That's Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Some say potatoes, some say potatoes, some say Missouri, some say Missouri, and some just admit that it's misery all around. Nevertheless, the listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and the Oracle chat room is open today. Gold still treading water at the $900 mark. Will it keep its head above the water? I don't think so. I think it's going under. It already did a little bit. Went down to 898.50 or something like that. We'll catch that on the other side. We'll give the market reports in a moment. Investing in gold and silver, perhaps we'll spend a few minutes talking about that today, some of the ideas that are out there, things that you might consider as you look at the precious metals market as a safe haven for your savings account. Part three today, equality. Part three, opportunity versus outcomes. You decide. We're going to spend most of the day talking about that, freedom, happiness, liberty, all those interesting and fun things as the rest of the world is swirling down the toilet bowl, so to speak. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go to those market reports for Wednesday, March the 18th, 2009. Active trading in New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was off $9.10, trading at $905.80. Likewise, and similarly, gold or silver was down 10 cents, trading at $12.59. Platinum and palladium, well, let's find out about that. Platinum was reflecting no change, trading about $1,045 an ounce. Palladium was up $3. We'll pick it up on the other side of this break, folks. Stay with us here on Become Vocal Local.
Are Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth a thousand keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back right here on the Wednesday morning, March the 18th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Again, my name is William Roberts. Let's go into the rest of this market report for today and get on with the course of studies, if you will. Once again, gold was off $9.10. We're going to see that. That's going to continue, I think, for a little bit lower. Some people are talking about $8.75. Somewhere in there, finding a low before it starts to rebound again. We'll see what happens. A lot of folk are looking at the gold scrap selling in India and other indicators as a move towards a consolidation, if you will, before getting back into the market. We'll have to see where that's going to go. Is it going to $200? Forget about it. Not going to happen. The Dow Jones again trading 7,396 points. Take it or leave it, not a great deal in the Dow, but not as bad as it was last week going into the 6,000 range. NASDAQ, 1462, again, that's where it closed yesterday, not a big deal there, under 1,500 on the NASDAQ crude oil. Some people were talking about it going over $50 yesterday. No, it's right off 33 cents, trading at 48.33. The USDX, that's the key, the one there. Down 6 basis points, trading at 86.74, seems to be a stronger United States or U.S. dollar exchange, U.S. dollar index figure, keeping the buoying up the market. If you have control of the printing presses, of course, you can throw more and more and more credit into the system. You can throw more and more digits into the system and buoy up even a dead dog. the year-to-year lows and highs don't look too good. Doesn't paint a good picture year-to-year lows to highs in the spot market. Overall, we're down about $75.30 today over last year, which is a 7.67% decline. But again, you have to figure in the highs and the lows and look at where, you know, because on any given day, you can have a much higher closing on gold and silver. It's not really a good indicator, but it gives you a fair idea that it is not up 25 or 30%, but it has had that kind of an uptick in the past few weeks. The spot market's going to close in 7 hours, but again, the lows, the highs today, 903.30 as of 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to 914, a spread of about $11. But just before the broadcast began, I went back up and checked out on Kitco. That's www.kitco.com, where you can go and get some of this information for yourself, track it for yourself. Went back up there, and we're showing a low of 898 so far in trading. So it's going down under the $900 mark for a bit today. We'll see what happens, where it will close. No one knows. Markets are still wide open. In the foreign exchange rates, you want to buy a Canadian dollar today, it's going to cost you 79 cents U.S. You want to buy a Mexican peso, it'll be 7 cents. Want to get involved with the euro, you're going to have to trade $1.32 U.S. to get it, and a British pound is running about $1.40. The gold rush, they say gold rush. This is an article written by David Bogoslaw out of the Business Week, McGraw-Hill Companies. This is an older article, February 23rd, 2009. I pulled it down when I found it because it gives pretty good information, but this McGraw-Hill Companies, is you're going to have to really pay attention there. They're deeply involved in this SPDR Gold Trust and the Silver Trust as well. So pay real close attention to what's happening with McGraw-Hill and the gold SPDR, these exchange-traded funds. It's like a new kid on the block. It's like a new central bank, a central bank for the World Gold Council, a gold broker's central bank. It's an unusual thing. Difficult to really wrap my mind around just what is are the potentials. Upward potentials are huge with the SPDR. Downside potentials are huge with the SPDR. It has the ability, commanding, you know, tons, well over almost, well, a couple thousand tons of gold. It has the ability to come in and really wreak havoc on the market. So I think we need to pay attention to that. Nevertheless, let's go in and look a little bit, just a bit, about gold and silver investing. You know, a lot to talk about it here on this broadcast. Some people take a rather dim view of investing in gold and silver. I don't know why. For thousands of years, it's probably pretty much been the medium of exchange, the monetary monetary instrument of the world, if you will. But nevertheless, some people have different views on that. I don't really care what other people think about it. I just know what I've experienced in it, and having followed it for some over a decade now. I'm quite satisfied with it as a safe haven, if you will. But how do you choose a dealer? There's a lot of ways that you can get burned in any marketplace. And so choosing a dealer is really important. Yes, you can buy some gold and silver coins from time to time at pawn shops, local coin stores, which is oftentimes a pawn shop as well. You can also buy gold and silver coins from gold and silver coin dealers and traders. But you have to be really careful, and especially right now, be very, very careful. There is a very tight marketplace out there in available product. You see, this we get into this concept of supply and demand. And when there is nothing to supply, and the demand is very high, you're like walking into, you know, the Bernie Madoff zone. You can get burned so quickly here that it would just, be like a New York minute. So you need to really establish some kind of a relationship with whoever it is that you want to buy or sell gold and silver products from or through. Gold is not something that you want to, gold physical, and that's really where I advise people to, I'm not an advisor, my friends that ask me about it, I always talk about physical possession of gold and silver coins in bullion form or numismatics, not in the collectible collectible stuff, the medallions and things like that. No, I'm talking about monetary instruments, things that are produced by mints in various countries. There's the Krugerrand, the Maple Leaf, the Swiss franc, the American Eagles, those various products. They're out there. They're recognized. People understand them. They can look at them and they can see that they have monetary value, etc. Anyway, so whether you are interested in any of this or not, one thing that you're not going to be able to deny is the fact that it exists, that it is traded, and that people do get involved and invest in it. So let's say you've got a bunch of money in your checking account or your savings account, and I know that there are some people out there that still do. Or perhaps you're going to sell a farm in the next 90 days or 120 days. I'd hope to have a gentleman on with me today. We're going to do a guest thing, but I guess you've got cold feet. Didn't call me back last night. Nevertheless, let's say you're going to sell a piece of property and you're going to come up with $25,000, $35,000, $45,000, $50,000, $150,000, $200,000 worth of profit in your pocket. What are you going to do with that? Are you going to rent another house? Are you going to buy another house? Are you going to buy a piece of land? Maybe you're selling off an unwanted piece of property, trying to get out from an extra tax burden. There are things that you need to look at. So what are you going to do with all this, Federal Reserve digits that you acquire, whether you have to give a thumbprint like they do now, I guess, apparently coming up this month in Illinois or not. Hey, we'll be right back after this break. Stick with us.
Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you can imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book, Exposing the Secret Plans of the World's Elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
And we are back. You know, there are lots of ways that you can get burned in this market too, you know, so be really careful. But there are things that you can do. One of the criteria that I look at, or one of the things that keeps coming to my mind, is there a leading retail dealer of gold coins and other precious metals products right in your area? Are you living in a city or a town that has one? I don't, so I'm kind of left alone in that one. But you may be, you know, if you're one of the metropolitan areas, you may have a gold or a silver dealer that's right close in, right where you are. And if that's the case, you might check with like the Better Business Bureau or someplace and check out to see whether or not there are any complaints or anything against this particular dealer before you get involved with them. But one of the reasons why, if you are so fortunate, is to have a good retail dealer near you, is because you can establish a working relationship. You can come in, go, you can talk to them. You know, just like a fishing store or a gun shop, folks. You can go in, talk to the people, get to know the people a little bit, get comfortable with them. You know that they've been around for a number of years. You've done your due diligence. You've done your homework. And if you decide to move product, you know, if you want to buy something or if you want to sell something, you don't have to pay for the shipping. You don't have to pay for the insurance on that. And that's an enormous bonus. It really is. Because it's the cost of the shipping. It's the slowdown. It's the delay. You know, if you see gold trading up some, let's say, 970, 980, something like that, and you want to take advantage of it, you think it's going to go down, you've been doing you're listening to this broadcast and following the charts and going to Kitco.com. It's like any other investment, people, whether you're raising puppy dogs in a puppy mill or whether you're raising hundreds of acres of soybeans. You kind of have to keep your nose in it and follow it and keep track of it. But if you see an opportunity where you think, you know, hey, you know, I could probably sell something today and make a profit at it. And if it does go down, as I think it will, let's say, then I can buy again. And depending on the amount of premium that you have to pay or any tax that might come involved in that, you might make a profit. But generally speaking, most of the people that I know of are not interested in buying and selling. We don't play on that same league. You buy and you hold. You're buying long to stay long. Why? Because there's a real problem with the economic system on a global basis. And so you're not looking at it as something that you're going to be pulling out gold or silver coins and selling them for a profit. But you can. You can if you want to. That's your decision. That's your call. Everybody's got a different program. Everybody has a different reason to establish different things in their investment portfolio. But one thing is for certain, if you keep it in cash, if you keep it in digits, Federal Reserve notes, you're really walking barefoot on Occam's razor. It's going to be, you know, you're walking in a minefield, and I would hate to see the listeners to Oracle Broadcasting take it in the shorts when the whole paper monetary system collapses. Anyway, that's enough of that for today. We can come back and visit that again and again from time to time. Just how to choose a dealer, that's a good place to start. Look around locally. Talk to people. Try and establish some kind of a relationship. Don't get conned in. Don't start buying and selling until you're pretty confident that the people that you're working with are credible, because there is very little product out there right now. There's a whole bunch of demand, and the prices are going to be quite high for most people. You know, we talked a little bit Monday and yesterday about this concept of equality. Comes out of the Declaration of Independence. It's probably one of the easiest to divide people on issues that there is. And so we want to find out more about equality and find out how that perversion or obfuscation of that phrase and that term and that concept has worked against us here in the United States and in many places around the world. I mentioned a couple of times that there's a difference between liberty and equality. And there is a lot of difference. All words have meanings. Their meanings are unique generally to them. And their meanings have a purpose. And how words are used is important for us to note. And I know a lot of people could care less. I understand that. You know, people went to school and they were basically just trying to get out of school as opposed to being in school for a reason. But, you know, it's tough because words have a way of shaping our reality, and it influences our thinking. All of our thoughts are constructed out of the words that we know in a vocabulary. The narrower of vocabulary that you have, the smaller is your understanding of the world around you. It's just the way it is. You know, you can run on so much intuition, but from time to time it's good to increase the width and the depth and the breadth of your vocabulary. Used to be the Reader's Digest would have little word builders every month when it would come in, a little magazine my mother used to subscribe to. And I used to just dive for the magazine and go to the word builders section. Of course, she had lots of good dictionaries and encyclopedias and lots of good books too. So there was plenty to choose from. There were reasons why I wanted to expand my vocabulary. When you expand your vocabulary, you expand your mind, and your mind expands to understand many more complex parts of life, if you will. Anywho, let's go down and look at liberty. Here's a definition out of the American Heritage Dictionary. This is a good dictionary, by the way. It's one of those big desktop types, lots and lots of pages. The word liberty and liberties, it's the condition of being not subject to restriction or control. It's a condition of being not subject to restriction or control. So we can say, well, I have liberty, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. If I have life, liberty, I'm not under anybody's control. I'm not subject to restriction or control. But you know, that's absolutely insane. Under a government, that doesn't work. Really doesn't even work in a household. It doesn't work in your own life. But it is a concept, nonetheless. The condition of not being subject to any restriction or controls. You have restrictions and controls just in the natural law, without going into any complex legalese. Without studying government or political science, there's lots of restrictions or control, but something can have liberty. The right to act in a manner of one's own choosing. This is another part of the definition, the meanings and senses of the word liberty. The right to act in a manner of one's own choosing. Notice it's a right here in this sense. Well, wherever there is a right, there's also a duty, correspondingly. Rights are just about always set up some relationship between government and people. And so rights have duties. They go along with them. You can have a right to act in a manner of one's own choosing, but you have a duty not to abuse that right held by others, for instance. Here's the second sense of the word. The state of not being in confinement or servitude. Not being in confinement or servitude. So if you're in liberty, you're not in jail, let's say. You're not at Guantanamo. You're not being waterboarded for someone else's amusement. Or servitude. In other words, you're not in bondage. You're not someone's slave, or you're not someone's manservant. No servitude involved there. That's liberty. And so our founders were looking at this, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This was a contradictory place because many of the founders and the people in those times still in some states, in some of the colonies, some of the states had slavery going on, most of them, in various forms or another. People would, and it's not always just racial slavery, you know, the African Americans, the East Indians, the people who came from various places all around found themselves slaves, but many white people were slaves as well. So we can't think of it just as a racial issue. It's servitude. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, those call-in numbers are 512-904-8014 and 866-841-1065. You can find them posted on the OracleBroadcasting.com webpage. And you can join me live on air at any time during the broadcast if you so desire. Anyway, call in if you like. We're going back into this. We're looking at liberty, and then we're going to go into the definitions of freedom, trying to get some understanding of these important concepts. It's the, also to understand another sense here, it's the permission to do a specific thing or a privilege. I hope you can understand that these are all of these various senses of liberty, even though it has oftentimes been used synonymously or interchangeably with freedom, it's not quite the same thing. Liberty is not quite a state of freedom. It's a condition of not being subject to restriction or control, but it's just nothing more than a condition of being not subject. But it admits that restrictions and controls exist. And so it becomes our duty, if you will, to make sure that those conditions don't take away our liberty and then impact our freedom. So let's go into it a little bit deeper here. It says, it's a social action. It's often plural. It's a social action regarded as a more familiar than polite convention permits, as in, is it a liberty to use your first name? Am I at liberty to use your first name? Am I at liberty to disclose your contact information to my friends? So on and so forth. That kind of an idea. It's a statement or an attitude or an action not warranted by conditions or actualities. It's a historical novel that takes liberties with chronology. In other words, you have certain license or liberty when you are a writer, if you're a fiction writer or a noveler, and so on and so forth. So there's other things in there, but we need to understand that there's a liberty cap, which was the brimless cap that fits snugly around the head, has a soft conical crown, which is also known as the Phrygian cap, which goes back into the Jacobins. Then there's also the Liberty Island, of course, formerly Bedloe's Island. Liberty Ship, a type of large American cargo ship produced in large numbers during World War II, etc. So, lots of stuff under Liberty, things to think about there. But let's compare this with freedom, which is really the topic that I wanted to cover today. We can start just simply with the definition of freedom. But remember that freedom is just an extension of the word free. So, freedom is the condition of being free of restraints, being free of it. Liberty of the person from slavery, oppression, or incarceration. So we see that you're using the term liberty as part of a definition of freedom. Three, it's political independence. Freedom, political independence. I'm not dependent upon any political system. I'm free. I have freedom. It's the possession of civil rights. Boy, that's a tough place. That's a tough one. Possession of civil rights. Immunity from the arbitrary exercise of authority. Immunity. If you're free, if you have freedom, you're immune from the arbitrary exercise of authority. There's a little bit strong, we're working from a much stronger position when we're working from a point of freedom as a point of liberty. It's exemption from unpleasant or onerous conditions. Exemption from. The capacity to exercise choice, free will. It's a facility as of emotion or originality of style or conception. It's frankness, it's boldness, it's impertinence, it's an instance of improper boldness or a liberty, again, unrestricted use or access. I like that one. Freedom, unrestricted use or use or access to land, for instance, or money, I guess, or your life, or your property. It's the right of enjoying all the privileges or the membership of citizenship, for instance, as in the freedom of the city, going back to Roman times and Greek times. But freedom, like I said, is an extension of a more important word, which is free. And free, of course, starts off, it says, the first sense is at liberty. It's not bound or constrained. It's discharged from arrest or detention, not under obligation or necessity. It's politically independent, said of a country or a nation, a politically independent country or nation. It's governed by the consent and possessing civil liberties, a free society. Immune to arbitrary interference by government or others, such as a free press. Communities, a little stronger position. It's not affected or restricted by a given condition or circumstance. And it just gets longer and longer as we go through this thing. Uninhibited, uncommitted, independent, unrestrained, unconstrained, unconfined, not chemically bound, not fixed in a position, empty, a free space, unoccupied, designating a vowel in an open syllable, blah, 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 long, long, long. And then under free, there, you know, there's pages here. Well, there's not pages. There's two full pages, large size pages of various words and phrases that have free associated with it. Freelance, free living, freeload, freeloader, free love, free man, free Martin, Freemason, Freemasonry, freeboard, free and clear. Free and clear, not mortgaged or otherwise encumbered. Free association, a spontaneous, logically unconstrained association of ideas and feelings, etc. So there's a lot to this. Free born, born as a free man. pertaining to or befitting a person born free. Free capital. Capital which is available for investment. Capital not earmarked for a specific use. Free city. A sovereign city-state such as those established in Germany and Italy in the Middle Ages. A city governed as an autonomous political unit under an international auspices. Free coinage, free companion, free company, etc. Free, freedom, lots there. Hey, there she is. So, we've got freedom and liberty. Two things that are not, that are oftentimes used synonymously, but not necessarily meaning the same thing. But we're talking about equality. 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 Often confused with liberty. Often confused with freedom, but the equality is a little different than that. So let's go back to this book that we were talking about yesterday and the day before from Milton Rose Friedman, Free to Choose, their personal statement, and look at equality of opportunity. I'm going to contrast the difference between equality of opportunity versus equalities of outcome. Vastly different. A slippery slope from freedom into bondage. And servitude, from liberty into servitude. Once the Civil War abolished slavery and the concept of personal equality, and again, this is equality before God and the law, came closer to realization, emphasis shifted in intellectual discussion and in government and private policy to a different concept, equality of opportunity. So the idea of personal equality or equality before God and the law shifted into the equality of opportunity. Literal equality of opportunity in the sense of identity is impossible. Like, there are so many places, there's so many times, there's so many things I've studied in my years of studying where we have to be very careful about literal interpretation, literal uses. We need to know the mind of the philosopher or the sociologist or the social scientist or whomever. We need to know their mind a little bit to understand what was actually meant when they said something, especially with the in the advent of logical positivism, where there's a meta language that's running behind the scenes you may not know about, where words are used simply as symbols in language games. But literal equality of opportunity, again here, in the sense of identity, is impossible. One child is born blind, another with sight. One child has parents deeply concerned about his welfare, who provide a background of culture and understanding. Another has dissolute, improvident parents. One child is born in the United States, another in India or China or Russia. And they clearly do not have identical opportunities open to them at birth. And there is no way that their opportunities can be made identical. And as I like to say, when you think about all all things being created equal, all men being created equal, if you look in the natural world, sometimes we have to open our eyes and step outside, get out of our houses, get away from our books, and go outside and see what the creation tells us. And there, immediately, you'll notice that there are no true trees that are exactly alike. There's no two blades of grass that were created equal. There's no two stones. There's no two sticks. There's no two branches. No two squirrels. There's no two anything in this universe alike. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you can travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
And so we're back once again. So obviously and clearly, all of these various and sundry bits and parts and pieces of creation are not identical, nor are we, the people, identical. And so we can simply say and go back to the book here, they, meaning these children that have just been referenced, clearly do not have identical opportunities open to them at birth, and there's no way that their opportunities can be made identical. And this is a point of contention, it's a point of confusion. It's easy to come in on this level and start dividing folk on this issue. But let's find a little bit more from the wisdom of the Friedmans here. Like personal equality of opportunity is not to be interpreted literally. Its real meaning is perhaps best expressed by the French expression dating from the French Revolution, and I won't even bother, a career open to the talents. It's a career open to the talents where a person is judged by or looked at as what are their capacities, what can they do, what have they done, what are their abilities. No arbitrary obstacles should prevent people from achieving those positions for which their talents fit them and which their values lead them to seek. And so we sometimes are confused because of the way that politics and Hollywood and things like that put people up on pedestals, where if you get in and strip off all of the costumes, you find if you go in and really look at the individual, you find that they have basically been advanced far beyond their talent and far beyond their means, if you will. Not by birth or nationality, color, religion, sex, nor any other irrelevant characteristic should anyone determine the opportunities that are open. Only by evaluating their abilities. Only by abilities, their capacity. And we don't get that very often. We don't get that in our government officials or their servants, if you want to call them that. We're certainly serving more government than government serves us. But merit is important. Ability is important. Talent is important. All these can be cultivated, but some people are born with more than others. And so, I mean, all men are not created equal. So you can't take it literally. But equality of opportunity, the ability to improve yourself, that is that is a good definition, if you will. That is a good understanding. On this interpretation, equality of opportunity simply spells out in more detail the meaning of personal equality, of equality before the law. There are key phrases here that we can use, things that we can take away that we can use when we discuss with other people our views and our understandings of the greater world around us. But certainly, in the minds of the writers of the Declaration of Independence, if we were to consider all men are created equal, it could be all men are created equal before God and all men are created equal before the law. And like personal equality, it has meaning and importance precisely because people are different in their genetic and cultural characteristics and hence both want to and can pursue different careers. Different doors are open to folk. And there's nothing horrid about that. It's just the way it is. With billions and billions of human beings, that's that political socialized creature out there, with billions and billions of men and women walking the face of the earth, one could only expect that they would pursue different careers and vocations and interests. Equality of opportunity, like personal equality, is not inconsistent with liberty. On the contrary, it's an essential component of liberty. We read the definition of liberty and the idea of freedom at the beginning of the broadcast. If some people are denied access to particular positions in life for which they are qualified simply because of their ethnic background, color, or religion, that's an interference with their right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I don't think that's right, do you? People are denied access to particular positions in life for which they are qualified simply because of their ethnic background, color, or religion. That is, indeed, an imposition or an interference with their right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It denies the equality of opportunity and, by the same token, sacrifices the freedom of some for the advantages of others. Critical in understanding this concept. Like every ideal, equality of opportunity is incapable of being fully realized. It's an ideal. It's those things often sought for, those things we work towards, things that don't necessarily just come to us, got us. It's an ideal. The most serious departure was undoubtedly with respect to the blacks, particularly in the South, but in the North as well. Negroes were not limited to one geographic part of the country or another. Involuntary servitude and service for a term of years and saying things like that wasn't limited just to the Negroes. There were plenty of people that came over from Wales and Scotland and Ireland and other countries of Western Europe and other places around the world that came in various conditions of servitude or bondage. Let's say the poor people that didn't have any money, all right, thought that it would be better to spend their life in trying to make something of their lives in the colonies or in North America, in the United States, as opposed to slogging along in certain perpetual slavery or bondage in the country of their origin. So people would sell themselves into servitude, manservant, manslave, whatever, to buy passage here. Things don't come for free. If you had to give yourself up for 7 years, don't children give themselves up for certain, parents give up their children for 12 and 13 years when they put them in, enroll them in school? That's kind of like a bondage, isn't it? Your children compulsory attendance at school, it's not something that's not optional then, once you set them up in that system, and they get all the vaccinations and everything else. When you enroll in a college or a university and you take out student loans, that's bondage. You're making agreements, you're compromising your liberty and your freedom and your capital resources in order to obtain a certain benefit that you envision getting out of it. Anyway, there was also tremendous progress for blacks and for other groups, and the very concept of a melting pot reflected the goal of equality of opportunity. In other words, in a melting pot, how many people have ever made bullets? You take a bunch of wheel weights and you put them in a cast iron pot and apply the heat to them. You want to do this outside, children. Don't do this someplace where you're going to huff up a bunch of fumes because lead's not good for the brain or body. Get a fan or something and blow strongly across the top of the pot and blow it away from you. Melt lead on a slightly windy day so that you can stand up wind of it. But when you're doing that, what you'll discover melting wheel weights, for instance, to make bullet lead, is you will have dross that floats up to the top. All the little metal clips are lighter than lead. The lead settles to the bottom. So this idea, this very concept of a melting pot, reflects the goal of equal opportunity in that everything that is pure metal and base metal gets together, and the dross just pretty much floats to the top. And so unfortunately, and too often in the political venue, we put the dross up as leaders because they floated to the top of the melting pot, so to speak, and then we keep the base metal down in the bottom, that we the people. Just kind of an analogy there. So also to the expansion of free education at elementary, secondary, and higher levels, though as we shall see in the next chapter, which we probably will go and visit, this development has not been an unmixed blessing. So again, we're just bringing out information written by Milt and Rose Friedman in their book Free to Choose on a chapter called Created Equal, trying to get our minds wrapped around this idea of all men being created equal. The priority given to equality of opportunity in the hierarchy of values generally accepted by the public after the Civil War is manifested particularly in economic policy. The catchwords were free enterprise, competition, and laissez-faire. Everyone was to be free to go into any business, follow any occupation, buy any property, subject only to the agreement of the other parties to the transaction, and each was to have the opportunity to reap the benefits if he succeeded, or to suffer the costs if he failed. See, in the founding of this country, and for many, many decades after that, there was no company, there was no man who was too big to fail. Everyone had equal opportunity. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us as we begin the second hour.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
History will
always in the world, so it's a strong choice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to the Wednesday, March the 18th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour, talking this morning about equality, equality of outcomes, equality of opportunities, and a variety of discussions along that line. My name is William Roberts. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. This is Interactive Talk Radio. If you'd like to call in today and be part of today's broadcast, you can call in at 512-904-8014. That is a toll call. So if you have unlimited long distance or you live in the Austin, Texas area, you can call 512-904-8014 to join us live on air, or from around America and around the world, you can call toll free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You can also send ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at host@vocallocal.org. We go into so many different things on this broadcast. We can certainly go in many other directions as well. So if you have some particular area that you'd like me to talk about on air, or something that you'd like to bring up, or a guest you'd like me to entertain on the broadcast and interview, by all means, get in touch with me. It's host@vocallocal.org. You know, I know most of this material already, and so I don't do these broadcasts for my benefit, really. I do them for yours. And so if you want to get the most out of these broadcasts, you can help direct the flow of these broadcasts, again, by sending your ideas for guests or show topics or news to me at host@vocallocal.org. That call-in number is 866-841-1065. Let's go back into the meat and potatoes here. Just for those of you who have just joined us, I'm going to repeat this one paragraph that we're talking about out of Free to Choose, a personal statement written by Milton and Rose Friedman, where they wrote, "The priority given to the equality of opportunity in the hierarchy of values generally accepted by the public after the Civil War is manifested particularly in economic policy." Wow. I don't write that well generally, do you? The catchwords here were free enterprise, competition, and laissez-faire. Everyone in the time of the founding of this country and in the first decades thereafter, everyone was to be free to go into any business, follow any occupation, buy any property, subject only to the agreement of the others in the party, other parties, to the transaction. So that was really the only limitation. You know, the real sales price of anything is the lowest amount that the seller is willing to take and the highest amount that the buyer is willing to pay. And you kind of meet in that middle ground, and then after the transaction is all done, that was the real price of something. And the real price of freedom or liberty or education really can be found the same way. But in this country, unlike many countries around the world, everyone here was to be free to go into any business, follow any occupation, buy any property, subject only to the agreement of the other parties to the transaction, and each was to have the opportunity to reap the benefits if he succeeded, or to suffer the costs if he failed. This flies in the face of sustainable development. It flies in the face of Agenda 21, the Program of Action for Sustainable Development, promulgated by the United Nations. There's no such thing as a company that is too big to fail. I misspoke, but I think I spoke well. There's no such thing as a country that is too big to fail either. And there's no such thing as a human being, a politically socialized human being that is too big to fail. No man, no woman, no child. We can all succeed. We all have, if we have equal opportunity or equality of opportunity, we can all strive to be the best we can be, to be all that we can be, so to speak. We'll pick it up on the other side, folks. Break is coming right on us and at us. And until then, enjoy the commercials. We'll be right back.
the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic food,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local as we begin the second hour of today's two-hour broadcast. It is Wednesday, March the 18th, 2009. My name is William Roberts. We're talking about equality, equality of opportunity, equality of outcome, how divisive those two have become in our society. We were talking about the ability to fail. You know, nothing is, no one is too big to fail. What specious nonsense we are hearing from the media these days. Foolishness and nothing but foolishness, and it flies in the face of the wisdom of our founders. Let's go on here a little bit deeper then into this. There was to be no arbitrary obstacles keeping or standing in front of or withholding our ability to reap the benefits if we succeed and suffer costs if we fail. There was to be no arbitrary obstacles. When this country was founded, it was based upon the idea that performance and not birth or religion or nationality was the touchstone. And as I shared with you the writings of Thomas Paine earlier this week, we find that in this country, the Constitution was to be the king, not a monarch. And that even though many of the founders of this country have been given great land grants, if you will, patents, Pennsylvania, William Penn, you know, and the others, great land grants, huge territories, Virginia, the Virginia Company, and all of that, even though that was the case, in this country, they were not going to be kings, and they were setting aside that choice. Even George Washington, who had the opportunity to continue on as either dictator or king, refused the opportunity. He was made of a little bit better cloth than Jorge Bush, and perhaps Barry the usurper. Nevertheless, we got to progress here. We need to continue to press on and get a better understanding of these two concepts. Taken a couple of days on it so far, and certainly we could spend lots of time on this because it's so valuable to understand the difference between the equality of opportunity versus the equality of outcomes. Two big, very important things. One corollary here was the development of what many who regarded themselves as the cultural elite sneered at as vulgar materialism, an emphasis on the almighty dollar, on wealth as both the symbol and the seal of success. As Alexis de Tocqueville pointed out, this emphasis reflected the unwillingness of the community to accept the traditional criteria in feudal and aristocratic societies, namely birth and parentage. Performance was the obvious alternative, and the accumulation of wealth was the most readily available measure of performance. You see, laissez-faire, laissez-passer, Adam Smith, The Wealth of Nations, so much can be read around in this. And certainly our authors here, Milton and Rose Friedman, in their book Free to Choose, they've read Adam Smith and they quote extensively from him in this particular writing. Again, and continuing, another corollary, of course, was an enormous release of human energy that made America an increasingly productive and dynamic society in which social mobility was an everyday reality. Still another, perhaps surprisingly, was an explosion in charitable activity. You see, at this time, if you go back to the Westminster Catechism and others, if you go back and look at what the founders, you know, what was the fabric of the cloth that they were made out of, it was a slightly different blend of cloth than what we're made out of today, a much more coarse base, but certainly a much more refined cloth as well. Because they understood that as they became more prosperous, they understood the concept of tithes. They also understood the idea of paying back into the society that has got given you there the advances, like them or like or hate them, the Carnegies and the Fords and the Rockefellers even have all been quite charitable in their giving. People do go to church from time to time in this country, and people go to church even here on this broadcast in a certain way, in that we support those who support us. You don't have to be inside of a fancy building with a steeple to be getting fed truth. You can find it in many places these days. And so don't forget to chip in and keep the Oracle Broadcasting Network going. And your chip-ins are valuable and appreciated. But nevertheless, going back into this, this explosion was made possible by the rapid growth in wealth. It took the form it did of non-profit hospitals, privately endowed colleges and universities, a plethora of charitable organizations directed to helping the poor because of the dominant values of the society, including and especially the promotion of equality of opportunity. There was a time when these great foundations, when they first began, when some of them were heading in the right direction, but even before the great foundations began, as largely a result of the tax situation in this country, the emergence of tax codes. Before that, there were still lending libraries and subscription libraries being created. There was Harvard, Princeton, there was the Ivy Leagues, if you will. Some, most of them were set up as seminaries, theological seminaries, places where you could learn, you know, higher institutes of higher learning. They were done largely by contributions, created largely by contributions. The universities and colleges didn't operate the same way, and schools came out of schools, local schools came out of the pockets of the parents that lived right there in that little burg, in that little town, in Jonestown, and Smithton, and Harrisburg, and so on. Anyway, let's go back in here. I don't want to rant about that. And then I should also, I will rant about that. I should also mention that there was a vastly different time then. Look at the, you know, just visualize in your mind, if you will, just wrap around your brain around this. You climb out of a rowboat 1,000 yards behind you, there is a small sailing vessel at anchor, and you've climbed out of the rowboat with your treasure chest, your box of the things that you have, and you've got some more baggage on board that the hands will bring to shore shortly. And you get out of this rowboat, and you step hopefully on a rock, but maybe you put your foot right down in the water and step onto the shore and walk up the gravel or sand, mostly gravel on the East Coast. But you walk up the shore, and then you're standing there, and now I'm in America. And you look to your left, and as far as you can see, there's nothing but trees. There's a stretch of sea coastline that maybe is 1,000 yards deep and no further, and then it goes right into nothing but trees. And you look to the right, and it's the same scenario, a couple of sand dunes and nothing but trees, and you're in America. And everything that lies in front of you is yours for the picking, basically. It's yours to do something with. Make of it what you will. Well, that's not the way it is in America today, but that's the way my ancestors came over here. This is what they saw. This is what they experienced and how they began. You know, you're going to have to build a house. You know, it's going to get dark soon. Let's get busy. Folks, we're going to have to eat. We're going to need to get a garden in. You know, the idea of self-reliance begins right there. You move out into the country. Okay, that's great. You've done that. Okay, now great. Now you're sitting there and you've got a one-way right-of-way truck in the driveway, folks. And you're going to have to make something out of farm. We'll be back. Stay with us.
How to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
Turk, once again, right here on Become Vocal Local. I get so swept away sometimes and passionate thinking about the birthright that we are pitching away. I didn't say the other word. I could have used it. But we're pitching it away. We're trampling on it. And there are those that have taken away all of our understanding of it, so they don't... Even the children can't comprehend the difference between this distinction I'm drawing today, the equality of opportunity versus equalities of outcome, outcome-based education. Gag me. Gag me. Of course, again, dropping down a little further in this article, or it's not an article, I'm reading from a book. It's a chapter right out of a book, okay? That's what I'm reading from, talking about. And the way that I like to do my broadcast, for those of you that might have been just tuned in, haven't heard me talking and talking and talking for months and months and months on the radio, the way I like to do the broadcast is I go into my library and I find something interesting to share, and then I bring it out on air and I'll read from it, and then I interrupt and I speak and I read and I speak and I read and I speak. It's no different than just analyzing news articles. We could do the news too, and many do. But with all of the great news hounds we have on Oracle Broadcasting Network, I sound like tinkling brass and sounding bells. They've got so many more different places to peek and to poke and to prod and to probe and to find more news than I can bring up. I'll just go into my library and find interesting things to share on air and then give you my news and my views as related to these various and sundry excellent writers. But dropping back into this chapter, of course, in the economic sphere as elsewhere, practice did not always conform to the ideal. Government was kept to a minor role. What? Yes, that's right. Government was kept to a minor role and no major obstacles to enterprise were erected. And by the end of the 19th century, that would be the 1800s, for those of you that don't automatically make that adjustment. By the end of the 19th century, positive government measures, especially the Sherman Antitrust Law, were adopted to eliminate private barriers to competition. Positive government measures, positive law, not legal positivism, positive law. It has a negative impact. It's kind of funny when you look at it that way, but that's what positive law is all about. It blocks. It has a positive law, has a negative impact. It's not obfuscation or the, you know, newspeak or anything like that, but that's just what positive law is all about. But extra legal arrangements continue to interfere with the freedom of individuals to enter various businesses or professions, and social practices unquestionably gave special advantages to the persons born in the right families, of the right color, and practicing the right religion. However, the rapid rise in the economic and social position of various less privileged groups demonstrates that these obstacles were by no means insurmountable. Okay. I mean, let's see a show of hands. How many people have ever climbed a mountain bigger than a couple hundred feet in height? All right, there's a couple. Well, I've climbed lots of mountains, and I've done a fair amount of rock climbing and years of backpacking and mountain climbing in the summer times. And not all people are created equal, and not all obstacles are insurmountable. And the same thing goes in life. I don't have an advanced degree from a college or a university, and yet I've worked in a professional capacity most of my life. That's one of the blessings that we have in this country, although that blessing is being withdrawn. Today it seems to be almost an absolute sacrosanct that you have got to have a degree. It doesn't make any difference whether you have a four-year degree in underwater basket weaving. If you want to work as a fry cook at McDonald's, you need to have a four-year degree. And that's part of the monopoly of the outcome of education, educational system, the equality of outcomes, educational system. It's an institution. Education is a corporation. It's a for-profit enterprise. And it stands in the way of freedom, and we need to understand that. We'll go into that as we go on. But in respect of government measures, back to the Friedmans here, one major deviation from free markets was in foreign trade, where Alexander Hamilton, the foreign-born West Indies son of a Levine that he was, in his report on manufacturers had enshrined tariff protection for domestic industries as part of the American way. Tariff protection was inconsistent with the thoroughgoing equality of opportunity, and indeed with free immigration of persons, which was the rule up until World War I, except only for Orientals. Yet it could be rationalized both by the needs of a national defense and on the very different grounds that equality stops at the water's edge, which is an illogical rationalization that is adopted also by most of today's proponents of a very different concept of equality. A lot in that paragraph. That paragraph in itself is absolutely pregnant, but you know, here is talking about free immigration of persons, which was the rule until World War I, except only for Orientals. Who is Oriental? Who is Asian? Is Asian and Oriental the same thing? Where is the Near East? Where is the Middle East? Where is the Far East? What is Oriental? What is the Occident? What is the Orient? For those of you that don't do word studies or not deeply read, these are all things that are important, especially today, as the power shifts to the Orient. What about tariffs? What do you feel about tariffs? Anybody got any ideas? You want to call in? 866-841-1065. You're just going to listen to me read out of books all day. It's a talk radio broadcast. At least it's intended to be interactive talk radio. That different concept, this equality of outcome, that different concept, equality of outcome, has been gaining ground in this century. See now, so we've gotten the equality of opportunity under our belt. Now let's consider equality of outcome. And this very different concept, the equality of outcomes, has been gaining ground in this century. It first affected government policies in Great Britain and on the European continent. And as you're very well aware, most of the listeners to this network anyway are very well aware. And certainly the listeners to my broadcast are well aware. I have a rather great disdain for jolly old England. And Europe, basically, because jolly old England and Europe have done their due diligence and have done everything they can do to destroy the United States of America. Now, I'm not talking about every shoemaker, everybody that wears a tweed coat. No, not at all. I'm talking about the governments and the banks. I'm talking about the black nobility of Europe, the Verona Treaty, the Rothschilds, and others have worked diligently to destroy out of the minds of the United States and around the world, discredit the people of the United States of America, dragging us into one foreign entanglement after another and salting their fellows throughout every strata of our governments. Anyway, over the past half century, it has increasingly affected government policy in the United States as well. In other words, this idea that came to us from Great Britain and the European continent about equality of outcome. I posted earlier in the chat room, right off the bat earlier this morning, fraternity, equality, liberty, equality, and fraternity. It's the old French Revolution egalitarian watchwords. That's a problem, something we need to be aware of. But in some intellectual circles, the desirability of equality of outcome has become an article of religious faith. See, we're up against something here that's a little bit more difficult to deal with. Like that specious philosophy of Charles Darwin. Anybody ever read his Origin of Species? If you could take it as a fiction, it wouldn't be bad reading, but to think that so many people have taken it as a fact, created a religion, is frightening. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As America lifts on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
The
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we find continuously that some of these philosophical gurus out there like Leo Strauss and Charles Darwin and so many that have had widespread and long-lasting impact, George Orwell and Aldous Huxley, you know, read his book, folks, read the book. Go and read Aldous Huxley's Brave New World and his Brave New World Revisited. Understand something about the super social scientist. Understand something about positivism. There's a lot going on out there, but another one of the writers that has had a lot of impact is Lewis Carroll. Let's continue from this book. It says, in some intellectual circles, the desirability of equality of outcome has become an article of religious faith. Here it is. Everyone should finish the race at the same time. As the dodo in Alice in Wonderland, quote, everybody has won and all must have prizes, close quote. Did you hear that? Everybody has won and all must have prizes. That's the idea of equality of outcomes. Everyone doesn't win. There are winners and there are losers. There are those that finish in the middle of the race. There are some that can't ever get out of bed in the morning. There are some that get out of the bed at the crack of dawn and before that. No two people are created equal. Life doesn't come with a warranty. There's no guarantee. You get out of life just what you put into life. There's so much rhetoric that I could just, you know, we could go on and rail on and on. You know these things. You've heard these things. Well, if we know these things, then let's apply them. Let's use them. Let's understand that. For this concept, equality of outcome, as for the other two, equal is not to be interpreted literally as identical. No one really maintains that everyone, regardless of age or sex or physical qualities, should have identical rations of each separate item of food, clothing, and so on. Of course, the more I've studied the United Nations Agenda 21, that is the dogma, that is the doctrine that they put out there, that everyone should enjoy the same standard of living, but I've told you before, and I'll tell you again, that's an impossibility. But it sure sells to the locals. It sure sells at the town hall meeting. It sure sells when you're dealing with poor people, the impoverished, the women and the children, the indigenous people of Lesotho and Togo. It sure sells people. It gets everybody to line up, willing to put their hands out for unearned shekels, unearned grants and aid. And when you put your hands out for unearned grants and aid, inevitably the shackles of control come on. So watch out for that free money. Instead, the goal is really fairness, which is a much vaguer notion, indeed one that is difficult, if not impossible, to define precisely. Listen carefully, quote, "Fair shares for all" is the modern slogan that has replaced Karl Marx, "to each according to his need, from each according to his ability." So there's lots of little slippery slopes and twisty ways that you can morph this concept of equality of outcomes around fairness, the fairness doctrine. Fairness. This concept of equality differs radically from the other two. Government measures that promote personal equality or equality of opportunity enhance liberty. Government measures to achieve fair shares for all reduce liberty. If what people get is to be determined by fairness, who is to decide what is fair? As a chorus of voices ask the dodo in Alice's Wonderland, quote, "But who is to give the prizes?" You see, everybody has won and all must have prizes. But all the people ask, "Yeah, but who's to give the prizes?" See, fairness, quote-unquote fairness, is not an objectively determined concept once it departs from identity. I know a lot of the stuff that I read on this network, on other networks, on this broadcast and elsewhere. You don't get it the first time around, but look at the archives. They're there for you all the time. This archive will go right back up on the stream shortly thereafter the broadcast ends, and sometime during the day I'll come back and give it a title or something. But it's there for you. You can go back. Every time your hands are busy but your mind is free, if you're out working in the garden, it's spring is coming. I don't know whether you got a little iPod jobby or what things they have. We used to have little Walkmans that had cassettes in it, and then we went to Walkman with CDs in it. But maybe you can download these things and put them on some kind of a belt attachment or a shirt pocket attachment, like the old transistor with an earpiece. You can listen to these broadcasts over and over again throughout the day for a couple of days and really pick up what we're trying to say here. Very rarely are any of the topics that I bring out time specific. These aren't time bombs that just mean something today and tomorrow they're useless. This is timeless material. It's not date specific. Fairness, like needs, is in the eye of the beholder. If all are to have fair shares, someone or some group of people must decide what shares are fair. And they must be able to impose their decisions on others, taking from those who have more than their fair share and giving to those who have less, or taking from the haves and giving to the have-nots. That's another way you can roll that out. Are those who make and impose such decisions equal to those for whom they decide? Are we not in George Orwell's Animal Farm where, quote, "All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others," close quote. I misstated that. I misquoted it as one of the headings of this broadcast series, but you get the idea. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. That was when the hogs took over Orwell's Animal Farm. In addition, if what people get is determined by fairness and not by what they produce, where are the prizes to come from? What incentive is there to work and to produce? You know, this is the falling down of all of the collectivist nonsense that I've been exposed to in my life. You know, I grew up at the time of sex, drugs, and rock and roll. I know what it was to be a hippie in the days of being a hippie, what it was to be a furry freak brother, if you will. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll. What it was to spend time on communes and to think about collectivism and get involved in yoga and vegetarianism and all the rest of that stuff. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll through the 60s and the 70s and even into the 80s almost. Pretty much put it all behind me in 1976, burnt my freak flags, as it says, and went straight to the source of manna, if you will, like so many others, and became what I guess you could almost say a yuppie. Not quite. Never sold my soul for the dollar, but nevertheless, let's continue on here. In addition, if what people get is determined by fairness and not by what they produce, then where are the prizes to come from? Whose pocket are we going to take it out of? And what incentive is there to work? That is the falling down, again, of socialism. If you're continually robbing Peter to pay Paul, pretty soon old Peter gets pretty sick and tired of this parasitical Paul. And when that happens, Peter stops working. He stops producing. Or he's just broke and down, heart-trodden, and becomes an alcoholic or something. And what happens to Paul? Paul had a dependency relation on Peter. But when Peter no longer is willing to produce, and that's what happens in the collectivist mindset, if you don't own the land that you're communally communing on, hey, the sex might be great, the drugs might be great, and the vegetarian dinners might be great, but if you don't own that property, when it comes time to paying property taxes, you'll probably disappear like many did for a month or two until the property taxes were paid out of other people's money, or when there came a leak in the cabin or something else, you would disappear quietly into the side. It was great to be there when it's like the grasshopper and the ant story. It was great. It was great when the harvest was coming in and there was an abundance of food. But in the wintertime, when food became a little bit more scarce and the rations became a little bit thinner, people weren't interested in supporting that great big grasshopper. And so the ants just forced him out into the cold. That's a real good Aesop story, I think it is, or some story. The ant and the grasshopper. Wouldn't be Aesop because he had a violin. So it's much later than that. I don't know who wrote that little story, but it's a good one, the story of the ants and the grasshoppers. But the ants definitely were the workers, and the great entertainer, the grasshopper, was forced out. And that's the way it works in socialism. How is it to be decided who is to be the doctor? How is it to be decided who is to be the doctor and who the lawyer and who the garbage collector and who the street sweeper? What assures the people will accept the roles that have been assigned to them and perform those roles in accordance with their abilities? Clearly only one force, clearly only force or threat will do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
find great prices on hard-to-find items, and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is amazon.oraclebroadcasting.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Learn how to empower yourself and stop being a victim today.
You can practice complete banking secrecy, all while protecting your money and maintaining complete control over your finances.
The book Privacy Crisis has nearly 400 carefully researched pages that will teach you how to
live beneath the radar, escape stalkers, outwit identity thieves, prevent government phone tapping, stop criminals from hacking into your computer, make your money and assets invisible, stop wage garnishments, get a permanent driver's license, and much, much more.
You can sign up for Grant Hall's free info series at privacycrisis.com. Each course outlines powerful and proven strategies from one of the world's top privacy experts.
Here's your chance to begin learning what the pros know at privacycrisis.com. That website again is privacycrisis.com.
And we have returned. Boy, this 2 hour broadcast is just whooping by. Nevertheless, I'll say what I was saying as we were going into the break because it was the most meaningful conclusion of that brief interlude there. Clearly, it is only force or the threat of force that makes these socialist things happen. All animals are equal, but some animals are more equal than others. But it's only force or the threat of force that makes the socialist utopian existence possible. And the key point in the equality of outcomes is not merely that practices will depart from the ideal. Of course it will, as it does with respect to the other two concepts of equality as well. The point is rather that there is a fundamental conflict between the ideal of fair shares or of its precursor, to each according to his needs, and the ideal of personal liberty. So you have to choose. Choice. Choices have consequences. And you choose things in life. Remember, there's no guarantees. Life doesn't come with a warranty. Everybody gets 24 hours in every day that they survive, every day that they live. You get out of your life what you put into life. You get out of those 24 hours precisely what you've put into those 24 hours. So this conflict then that has plagued every attempt to make equality of outcome the overriding principle of social organization, whereas the end result has invariably been a state of terror. Russia, China, and more recently Cambodia offer clear and convincing evidence. Now, of course, that dates this book right there. More recently, Cambodia. That's the Vietnam War. That military police conflict over there that would take us all by the thousands and thousands out into the streets. I don't know what's wrong with this generation, but in the old days when men were men and hippies were hippies, it seemed like the people that were for peace were a little bit more willing to risk their necks standing up against the row after row of battle-shielded troopers. and become vocal local at the courtyard or vocal local in the schoolyard or even in the case of Kent State to take a few rounds from the National Guard when we were displeased with the course of events with our government. But those days, I guess the Soma has worked. They seem to be gone. We're no longer quite as free as we were then. Once again, and even terror has not equalized outcomes. On another broadcast, on another network yesterday, there was an intro to some terrorism, and we've talked about this. I haven't spoken at length about this MIAC, the Missouri Information Analysis Center. I've been making phone calls to them. I've not been getting any phone calls returned. I don't know whether they're clamping down or what, but that little terrorist document they put out from their fusion center has caused considerable stir, but that has also sparked discussion of what is a terrorist and what is terrorism. Perhaps tomorrow or one day this week I'll talk about terrorism. I've got an excellent encyclopedia article published in the 1930s on the concept. But back into this again, even terror has not equalized the outcomes. In every case, wide inequity or inequality persists by any criterion. Inequality between the rulers and the ruled, not only in power, but also in material standards of life. There's lots going on here, folks. And I really like Lee Rogers' interpretation analysis of the news, but we disagree when we lay it all at the feet of government. There's a difference between government and statism. I think that government, a life without government would be grim. It would be about as bleak as All Men at War Against All Men, as written about by Thomas Hobbes in his wonderful work, Leviathan. We would all go back to, you know, handguns and hand grenades strapped on us continuously trying to negotiate our lives. And when governments are instituted among men to protect life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, the laws of nature and nature's God, we can live a little bit easier. We can be more prosperous in the things that we do. It's only when governments, whether it's the tyrant in the household or the tyrant in your local community or the tyrant in your county or the tyrant in your state, you know, it's only when governments go crazy, when the people fall asleep and are no longer vigilant, when they forget that they've entrusted and have created their own governments and they've entrusted them with certain limited powers, like I like to say, the restoration of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government. Yes, there have been other republics. I've read a whole long, lengthy list of those republics, but none of them were organized the way ours was. It's the Constitution is the key, folks. As Aristotle wrote, that in a republic, the Constitution is the government, and if you don't have a good Constitution, and if your people are not following it, and if your elected officials are not following it, you have no government at all. It's just tyranny. And as they say, the tree of liberty needs to be watered from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants, and if it's not, then you're likely to fall further and further into tyranny and et cetera, et cetera. And then government looks like a piece of dog manure and probably acts like one, but no, government wasn't the problem. The people were the problem, and that's the problem we have today. Now, continuing back to this article in the last moments of this day, I think we've said enough about this. I think you're getting the idea that there's this great difference between an equality of outcome where everyone has exactly the same kind of shoes and everyone has exactly the same kind of shirts and we all have the same number of loaves of bread and they're available whenever bread is available at the same kind of a store and everyone is beige and everyone's crotch is smooth. There's no sex, and there's no drug, and there's no whatever. I'm telling you, these people that write this kind of stuff and then sell it to the poor, dumb sheeple, they have no intention of following through on these promises. Maybe you need to go and revisit the history of the rise of the Mensheviks and the Bolsheviks and what happened under Trotsky and what happened under Lenin and what happened under Stalin. And the millions and millions and millions of unmarked mass graves that mounted up over there in Mother Russia as communism and socialism in its most extreme forms expanded. You're not likely to find, except for in places where perhaps the settlers had major difficulty with the indigenous people in this country settling the land, you may not find very many mass graves, but there are mass graves even on this continent. No one's hands are clean here. But you're not going to find mass graves, mass burials of Americans killed by their own government yet. But we're not out of the woods on this one yet. It's difficult having a couple thousand years of history in your mind and then trying to come on air and keep it cheerful. There are those that are able to do that. I sometimes fail in that stead in that I'm not a very cheerful person by nature. And then with what I know, it makes it even more difficult to have any levity in this because I don't find anything to laugh about at this time period. And maybe that's why the other hosts are play such a good foil for me, because here others do laugh from time to time. And so if you listen throughout the day to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, you'll have an opportunity to laugh at times and cry at times and learn at times as well. And maybe we all just work together that way. But there's a lot going on, and there's a lot of things that we can understand, and we get together and start our days off with a little bit more heady material and a little bit less of the fluff and stuff of nonsense. If we can learn how to put our bullhorns back in the closet and start to realize that we're going to have to find some political solutions to all of the political problems that are facing us, just as we need to find economic solutions to the economic problems that are facing us. And at the same time, we're going to have to address some of these ideologies that we've been bred into. The difference between restoring a system of equality of opportunity as opposed to continuing to go down this slippery slope further and further into the equality of outcome. Outcome-based education. If that doesn't tell you something, then what can I say? They're enshrining this in the schools. It's a horrible system and it needs to stop. It doesn't work this way in nature. It's just used to deceive the people and to dumb them down and to disarm them mentally so they haven't the tools to understand that we have an incredible birthright in this country. We have the equality of opportunity that our founders gave us if we will but take it back. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, have a great day. Make the most of it. Till then, see you.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hi, folks. Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information, is only a page away.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.